Imagine this. Everyone's coming over for the cookout later, but insects have invaded your yard by the thousands. You think you're doomed. Think again. Think Amdro. New Amdro Quick Kill works fast, just like the name says. In fact, Amdro Quick Kill liquids work in minutes and kill over 500 insects. Now all you have to worry about is running out of burgers. So go ahead, get Amdro and take back your yard. The new Amdro Quick Kill products are available now, only at Lowe's.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Brian with thesingingfireman.com. Today we're going to have a 15-minute podcast over Own Your Day. We help police officers, firefighters, EMS, military, active, retired, veterans, in the entertainment business. Everybody has their talents, and that's what our website does. It's to help those heroes get the gig. And today what we're going to do is I'd like to read through an article of a guy by the name of Tom Hopkins. And just to let you know just a little bit about Mr. Hopkins, I encourage anybody to listen to audiobooks, to regular books on him. Since 1976, Tom Hopkins International has been dedicated to providing the finest sales training, strategies, and techniques to individuals and companies alike. Their clients, men and women who, like Tom, have chosen the profession of selling as a career in companies that understand the value of having a well-trained sales force. Tom is a sales legend. Many believe that natural ability is enough to make you successful in a selling career. The truth of the matter is that natural skill combined with how-to training is the real secret to high-level production. Having learned this lesson the hard way, Tom is quick to admit that his early sales career was not successful. After benefiting from professional training, he became a dedicated student, internalizing and refining sales techniques, which enable him to become the sales leader in the industry. And today, basically what we do in this Get the Gig podcast is we take Sales 101 training tips, blogs, articles, and we relate them to the music side of things, because I'm a firm believer that the basic sales techniques help you get the gig. Many of us as entertainers have had many friends and many bandmates and just friends in the business from a local standpoint that are really unaware and lost when it comes to getting a gig. So these are just easy sales tips, and it's just something to think about. Maybe it will make you better when it comes to handling different situations. Today, this article by Tom Hopkins is How Do You Handle a Slump? The single best first step is to find a mirror. Look yourself in the eye and say, I'm having poor sales day because I'm not serving enough clients, or I'm not serving the clients I have well enough. Now, when we talk about the salesperson, we are talking about you, because every day we sell. You don't have to be a quote-unquote salesperson to sell. You sell to your loved ones. You sell to anybody at work that you're trying to sell an idea to. and then our clients with us as musicians and photographers and in the entertainment business is the person that's going to be hiring it. So are you having a poor sales day because I'm not serving enough clients? So are you not going to enough places, finding places to play? Or are you not serving the clients you have well enough? And if you're not staying in contact with previous clients, that is definite no-no. And you will, once you start staying in contact with them by, oh, every 6 months, shoot them an email. You might just get some postcards and just send them a card in the mail, let them know you're still around, and maybe for the holidays if they're looking for entertainment. That's how you get the gig. Next paragraph is, for some salespeople, the hardest thing in the world to do is to admit that it all comes down to that face in the mirror. It's called accountability and can be an extremely humbling experience, especially if you're not already a humble, interested introvert. If a downturn hits in your industry, it won't be a surprise to you if you kept up on your reading. Again, you should be able to see the warning signs and take action that will be in the best interest of both your clients and your own career. The biggest mistake you can make is to blame a sales slump entirely on a down market or on negative press or anything else. Why? Because when you blame someone or something outside of yourself, you give yourself an excuse and let yourself off the hook for something only you can fix. It puts you in a negative place. You allow yourself to wallow in self-pity or become absorbed in what's wrong instead of working towards something positive, something good, something right, something that's a solution. It can be equally great. It can be an equally great mistake to blame yourself for your entire sales slump unless you're the only person in your company having one. Markets will fluctuate. Competitors will develop better products or newer technologies faster than yours. Consumers will not always be loyal to your brand. If the market as a whole is down, it's time to get creative with your selling tactics. If the market is okay, but your sales performance is down, it's time to go back to the fundamentals of selling and bring your skills up to a new level of service. Consider using a tracking device for your activity. An app would be ideal, but there is also daily activity graphs that you can use. It's exactly the one that Tom used, and the most interesting thing was that when his business activities were on par, my business slumped when I kept track of everything and kept doing what I knew I should, I avoided slumps. And that is so true in the musician and entertainment world. We'll go back and take a look at this article because I think it's really a powerful article. I had a family member kind of laugh when I suggested that when I'm on the phone, I look at myself in the mirror a lot of times. Well, that is a technique that not only Tom teaches, but many sales gurus teach. And it is helpful because what you see in the mirror is how you're being portrayed across that phone. So you want to make sure you're happy. You want to make sure you're smiling because it does. They can sense that on the other end of that phone. Now, for us entertainers, when you're going to places and you want to find your daily activity, I will guarantee that most entertainers, most local entertainers, go on a daily basis trying to book gigs. They wait for something to come to them, or they don't know how to maybe close the deal. They don't know. If the market is bad, a lot of times when the downturn comes, entertainment does not go down. People still get married. Weddings still happen. And fathers of the bride will always be there needing entertainment for her and photographers, and you can be the person that stays above the down slump. And it's just all about staying in contact with them, working on those referrals. If you treat them well enough, they will help you get other gigs and tracking your activity. If you track your activity on a daily basis, and it can only benefit you on getting the gig. And we only have a few, we don't have very long left. We got about 5 minutes left. If we have any callers that want to call in, feel free to call in at 602-753-1913, and we can get you on the air. Until then, I'm going to also throw out another short article here, and it's in the Daily Edge. It's by a man by the name of David Horsiger. And basically this article is, have you ever reached the end of your day and felt like you've got nothing done? And it's a horrible feeling. Frustrating days like this leave us with a laundry list of people and circumstances that cause our own unproductivity. Rewind the clock to your morning coffee. Write down your current number one push-forward priority, then write the numbers 1 through 5, and list the 5 most important tasks that you can complete in order to come closer to accomplishing your goal. If you could do the frustrating day over again, chances are you would handle your meeting, conversation, and even your individual work time differently. A day in which you accomplish 5 specific tasks that brought you one step closer to an important goal is a great day. Now, this tip, called difference-making actions, doesn't allow for anything but clarity. It seems incredibly simple, but it's only simple if you do it. Try doing it every day for 2 weeks and see the impact of taking control of your day. From salespeople and marketers to executives and middle managers, this strategy has helped people drill down the absolute clarity. Here's the one essential element to the difference-making action strategy. They must be specific and measurable. In order for something to be measurable, it has to have a number attached to it. So, and productivity is good, but balance is important too. And we all know someone who is ultra-productive, expects everyone else to be ultra-productive, and doesn't care one bit about you as a person. It's all about maximizing the efficiency of each working day, but not only at the expense of relationships. So try the DMA strategy. Give it a test run. You, your colleagues, your boss, you will see results. Time is a most valuable resource. Spend it wisely. Spend it doing good, productive work. When you make every day a productive day, while still valuing relationships, you have succeeded. And that is so true. If you have any comments, anything that you would like to put on the air with this get a gig or get the gig, and where we can help police officers, firefighters, EMS, military veterans, they could either be ready to retire, they can be active, volunteer, reserve. A lot of us nowadays have 2 and 3 different jobs that we're trying to do, making ends meet. The family machine going. So anything we can do to help each other is greatly appreciated. Make sure you go to the website, thesingingfireman.com. Become a free member, and you can upload all the videos you want. You can upload pictures. You can upload articles where all of us can help each other, and we can also promote each other at the same time. So I'll leave you with this. Be sure you be sure you write down the show times, call in. I'd love to hear from you. And I tell you what, here's what we always end with. I will see you at the next gig.
Mr. Murphy, what do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
Actually, I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of. We find more than just nickels and dimes.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm.
Imagine this. Everyone's coming over for the cookout later, but insects have invaded your yard by the thousands. You think you're doomed. Think again. Think Amdro. New Amdro Quick Kill works fast, just like the name says. In fact, Amdro Quick Kill liquids work in minutes and kill over 500 insects. Now all you have to worry about is running out of burgers. So go ahead, get Amdro and take back your yard. The new Amdro Quick Kill products are available now, only at Lowe's.